to Fling It Friday. This is a concept I've been doing for years on our Facebook community. With this podcast, I actually publish it on Friday, but it might not be Friday when you listen to it, but use it anyway. This is your gateway to momentum. And this is actually easier than willing yourself to declutter. And this is for anybody that's stuck or overwhelmed, and even those needing a quick win against their clutter. We focus on the little stuff, the easy to clear stuff, and this is a small piece of the bigger picture. This is going to give you the momentum to deal with the bigger stuff, and it should take 5 minutes or less, which is basically the length of this podcast. Remember, friend, little by little becomes a lot. Let's begin. I'm going to go deeper into this topic a little bit later on in the podcast this season, but right now, what your mission is today is going to be looking for broken items. Now, these are items that have sat around your house for 6 months or more, and today is the day that you are going to make quick decisions about them. Now, these aren't the items that you're thinking, well, I might fix it one day. These are going to be the easy ones for you to go, no, 100%, I'm not going to fix this. It's not worth my time. I don't use it. I didn't use it before. I haven't used it since it's been broken. Those are the items that I want you to start releasing today, because those are the ones that are simply cluttering up your space and are an extra to do for you in the future. And we don't want that. We don't need that. So these are the items that are broken that you don't intend to repair. You haven't used them and you don't miss them. And then I want you to go around your house and just become, like what I always say, a heat-seeking missile. Like, just search out those items. Go every room. And what I like to do when I'm suggesting this is you go into the room and you start on the left side of the door and you work your way clockwise around the room. Start up at the top, work your way down. So if you have to go through drawers and cupboards and all of that stuff, just scan. I don't want you moving a whole bunch of stuff. Just scan really quickly. Take the next 5 minutes to do that. And once you're done, toss it in the garbage, or you can even put it an honest add up on FreeCycle or any of your free groups. Make sure that you label it as damaged. And then at least that way, if somebody would like to take the time to repair it, then they can definitely do that. We're not talking about the big broken stuff. Our Roomba, we've had our Roomba for 7 years now. So we've had our Roomba for 7 years. It was a lot of money up front, but it has consistently worked for us. And we've had to do some maintenance stuff. Had it been a cheaper appliance, I probably wouldn't have tried repairing it and maintaining it as much as we have. And it has had some issues. So there, because we have lots of animals, we've had to, you know, clean it out fairly good. It gives us error messages. We look up the error messages. These are not the broken items I'm asking you to deal with. I'm asking you to deal with those pants that have a blown out seam that you don't even bother looking at. Like when they originally got damaged, you didn't even care. Like, you just went, oh, okay, well, I've got other pants I prefer to wear. Those are the kinds of things, the ones that are stuffed way at the back of the closet or the back of your drawer. The items that are missing a button. Those are the kinds of things that we're looking to let go of today. The things that you don't even want to put the energy into fixing. The things that you don't even use. So That's your mission today, to go after those broken items. When broken items are left in our space, those are kind of the easy things. Those are the things that once you let them go, you don't miss them because you haven't been using them for however long they've been broken, right? So when you haven't been using them, why are we keeping them? Why do we keep these things that we haven't been using because we think maybe in the future we might get around to putting the time and effort into fixing them? This is your permission today, my friend. Let go of those things. Those things that are nagging at you to fix them every time you pick them up. Every time that you move them off to the side when you're looking for your favorite pair of pants or your favorite shirt. Those are the things to let go of. Those are the easy stuff. So off we go. Have a great rest of the day. We're about at 5 minutes. And I hope you found a bunch of broken items to remove from your home for Fling It Friday. Love you lots. Toodles.